Hi guys, I'm Alex. Thanks for clicking and welcome to this lesson on spelling rules for the third person present simple. In English, the third person is very special in the present simple because, well, the verb is different than when you say I, you, we, or they. For example, if we look at the verb start, we say I start in the present simple, you start in the present simple. And then we say we start and they start. However, for the third person, which is he, she, or it, we say he starts, she starts, it starts. Okay, today we're going to look at some spelling rules for this third person S. Now, those of you who have been studying English for a while know that we usually add an S or an ES or an IES to the end of a verb when we're writing it in the third person. So today we're going to look at these rules. And if you're wondering, well, when do I add ES? When do I add just S? This is what this lesson is for. We're not going to focus so much on the pronunciation part of it. That will be saved for another lesson. Today, I just want to look at the written part and tell you how to write these things. So, number one, we have four verbs. We have start, stand, work, read. In the first person, we say, I start, I stand, I work, I read. But in the third person, as most of you likely know, we have to say, starts, stands, works, reads, right? So for most verbs in the English language, we just add S to the end of the base form of the verb. So I'm just going to write that here. Add S at the end of most verbs. Okay, now I don't want to give you a rule that says at the end of all consonants or at the end of all vowels because it's not true. So that's why I said at the end of most verbs, we just add S. Now, we have number two. We have catch, smash, pass, fix, buzz. To these five verbs, we actually have to add ES. So we say he or she or it catches. He or she or it smashes. He or she or it passes, fixes, and buzzes. So we add ES. So what's the rule here? Well, if you look at the end of each verb, we have ch, sh, s, x, z. Anytime any verb that ends in ch, sh, s, x, or z, depending on if you're British or American, just add ES. So the rule is add ES to verbs that end with, and I'll put them here, ch, sh, s, x, or z. Okay, now let's look at another list of verbs, and these are verbs that end in y. And we actually have two categories of them. We have number three, number four, study, hurry, carry, stay, enjoy, decay. Now, all these verbs end in Y, but they do have a difference for each category. In this one, study, hurry, carry, each verb actually ends in a consonant plus a Y. So D, R, and R again are consonants. So when we have a consonant plus Y, you must change the Y to I and add ES. So we have studies, hurries, and carries. And I apologize, basically all you have to do, imagine this is not here, right? Erase the Y, add IES. So the rule is we remove Y and add I-E-S, when the verb ends with a consonant plus Y. Okay, and this should give you an idea about what the rule is for the next one. So here we have three verbs that end in Y, but they end in a vowel plus Y, vowel A, O, A. So when you have this, simply add S. So we have stays, enjoys, decays. So the rule for this, unlike the consonant plus Y, is add S when the verb ends with a vowel plus Y. That's it. Okay, guys, if you'd like to test your understanding of this material, if you'd like to improve your spelling, you can check out the quiz on engvid.com. Good luck.